When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Maths Hysteria, a podcast all about Married at First Sight with me, comedian Omar Abid, wedding celebrant Sarah Clark at Sarah Clark Celebrates on Instagram, and Claire Limmer Abid. And this is going to be the shortest episode of the series.
Well, I was saying
it's going to
you,
be a record.
You feel almost pissed off with how much filler there is on the actual TV episode. So we don't want to do filler on this podcast because we don't want to be as bad as them.
Should we do a recap of every one of our episodes?
Yeah.
I did a tweet saying, so what's everyone's favourite recap scene so far?
Oh, my God. let's just stick to the juicy bits and the interesting bits. Because there's just so many, like, going around the houses. And also, I fall for it every time, but I hate how they make you think somebody might say no. Yeah, they just make you think people might say no. Like, might Tim say no to Sarah? And they're like, you know he won't.
Well,
or will he?
And then, like, down the garden path.
And they just, yeah, they do. They
every
just
time.
Right down the bloody garden path.
I'd said it was the most predictable set of final vows, and every prediction ended up being correct. But to be fair to them, I did buy into the editing and I did wonder briefly about Tim. But, you know, yeah, compared to previous years, I know you'd not seen this older series, but do you remember that one with Mark and Ning?
Yes.
That was good, because I had no idea of where that was going.
Oh, it was good, but she was gutted.
She was absolutely gutted.
So it was quite
gutted.
Sad.
Oh, dear.
What was what's the one, Mike? Was it Mike and
Heidi?
Mike and Heidi.
Did you watch Mike and Heidi?
No,
you would have loved Heidi.
Are they the ones who ended up having twins?
Heidi was beautiful.
People keep telling me about a maths couple that are still together and have twins.
We didn't see twins. That series.
They know it ticks so many of my personalities. Maths, tick, twins, tick.
No, but the husband.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, we didn't see that one. That husband, Bryce, he was the sort of red flag guy of that series.
Right, they stuck
together and ended up having twins.
So that is like Johnny. Red flag dad of twins. Guys, listen, we said we weren't going to do filler. We can't talk about people called Mike, Mark and
we're
Bryce.
Now just reminiscing about final vows gone by.
Can I say something cute that I spotted straight from the beginning? Ridge said, I've been looking at jobs for Queensland Health. Yeah. So this is what I mean about Ridge.
I didn't notice that.
Well, this is what I mean about Ridge. I said on the other episode, He talks the talk, but he does seem to say specific helpful things that show he's actually doing the work to get there.
Yeah.
So, like, he's given himself that 3-month period to, like, move his entire life.
He moved it from 6 months to 3 months.
I know.
Yeah.
Chop it in half. Sexy. And he's looking for jobs.
Yeah. Aww. I'll tell you what, though, their final vows. Windy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wind emoji. Very windy. And I felt I felt pleased for Jade because I think it was pushing her hair back.
Yeah.
You'd be so annoyed it was in your lipstick.
I know. This is how bored we were at Final Vows. We were speculating where the mics were.
Yeah.
I said to you, where are their mics? How can they do this?
I said maybe her right-hand side, because where she was stood,
right,
the camera couldn't see the right-hand side. And maybe they had a microphone that was like, if you're a fan of musicals, they sometimes have microphones in their hair. So maybe
they try
on the
to
right
hide them in the hairline.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I'd like to mention my friend Jane at this point, because I know she listens, and she used to live in Sydney, and she used to love the ferries. You know, the ferries that you see go past. And I saw loads of ferries go past with Jade and Ridge's vows. And I was trying to work out whether it was being edited, because there was a ferry, then it disappeared, and then there was a ferry coming from the other side, and then it disappeared. Jane would have been able to name the ferries, because they have little. Their names are like Percy and Jim and stuff. Oh, I think.
That's cute.
Anyway.
So this isn't filler, is it?
No. Really good content.
What is there to say about...
Jade
went to... not Jade, sorry. Ridge went to meet up with his mate, and his mate said, you look like Tony Montana.
Yeah. I liked that friend.
Yeah.
Because he was like, we're growing up, and like, this is good for you. And
I'll
he
be gutted that you move, but good. Yeah.
He wasn't trying to stop him. I can so imagine a friend being like, nah, mate, I don't... Yeah. You can't move for a girl.
Yeah.
You can't move for a woman.
Yeah. Don't be controlled by a woman.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything like that. No. I was like, where did they find this friend? He's all right.
Yeah, he seemed canny.
Ridge said something really sweet. I don't know if he said it to camera or to his friend. She hasn't changed me. She's adjusted me and refined me.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
And he said something about being a boy's boy, and now he's a man's man. Or something.
I was a boy,
don't think he said man's man. He might have.
Yeah.
Oh, the type of man for her and V.
Sweet. Oh. We never really thought either of them would say no, did we?
We were led
to think she might think he's too immature. She might say no, but
in a way, it's been almost. I like them both. Mm-hmm. It's been good. It's been nice to have some love in the series, as it always is. But it's almost been too smooth sailing.
Talked about this, didn't we? I thought there'd be a hiccup.
Yeah.
They've tried to make a hiccup out of his, you know, stupid side.
Yeah.
But she's never really pushed him on it. And actually, I think she finds it quite endearing half the time.
Yeah.
And she's young herself. I know she's a single mum, but she's young herself. So I think, like, they're quite matched in their sort of energy. And
I think what we should do is, after the reunion episodes, we can do a bit of research and find out
100%
where they are now.
You'd see more hiccups, I imagine, when they try and make life work with him as a stepdad living in a foreign country, set of town.
I know our Australian geography is good.
A foreign state.
No, but Australia's like a continent, isn't it? So it's made up of countries. I'm joking. Definitely. I think they'll have so many hurdles to come.
Yeah, of course. But they're all practical things, I think. I don't feel like they're emotional hurdles.
No, we'll see. Well, we won't see. They need their own spin-off.
Yeah, we won't see unless we Instagram them.
Which we will.
Yeah.
The other final vows we saw in completion on that first episode, Jono and Lauren.
You called them Lono and Joran. Lauren and Jono. And I'm sorry to be a pervert, but she looked amazing.
She looked great.
And even he glanced down at the boobs. I watched his eyes.
But even before then, sorry to be a pervert, she got that racy red underwear out of that suitcase and just shook her head. Well, that was a waste.
Yeah. she did.
And you'd mentioned to me about that she's always worn sort of lower heels.
Like, yeah, I wondered about, because she must be particularly tall.
Yeah, she's statuesque,
isn't
she? So
I've noticed she tends to wear kind of the shorter heels.
You say statuesque, I remember her describing herself as lanky.
she's Amazonian to me, she's just stunning.
Yeah.
And in that final, like, fierce wedding dress.
I know, did wonder if she'd put some higher heels on just to be like, well, stuff you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
And taller than you.
She was on a slight incline.
She was as well.
And he wore all black, funeral. Black.
On purpose, and then drew attention to
on
it.
On purpose.
And then she said he's Patrick Bateman, Australian psycho. Because he's got that cold veneer.
He's very, very rigid, routine thing which Patrick Bateman has.
Which we know from his bows. So I should have known at the beginning.
Like, if him and Ellie ever do get together, what's their, like... What, I'd love to see a fly on the wall of them chatting and making each other laugh when he's just so, like, monotone. I don't know.
I think you'd get bored very quickly.
Yeah, anyway.
I was going to say, but he also said, the further I get away from Lauren, the better I feel. As if it's been a toxic relationship the whole way through.
Well, he's basically rewritten the script.
Yeah, exactly.
He's rewritten the script to fit his... like argument, and it doesn't make any sense because we've seen him miss her, we've seen him say she's the light and soul of the party,
yeah,
lights up a room. He hasn't said anything negative, so now rewriting the script just seems so fake.
If all of a sudden it was her totally horrendous relationship all the way through.
Well, so the further she gets away, by the time she goes back to Perth, it'll feel amazing because that's a separate country.
Different. Well, it's definitely a different time zone. I remember finding that out. So when they were shown the wedding video.
Oh, yes.
One bit made me laugh where in his vows he was like, and I'm fluent in sarcasm.
Oh my goodness.
Cut to Lauren going, fluent in sarcasm. That never happened.
Yeah. And sometimes I can go too far.
It never happened. He's not made her laugh.
And he did say something about his sense of humour as well.
No, remember that joke you made about they shouldn't call it a table, they should call it a battlefield. That was an absolute corker.
That landed perfectly.
But I do, yeah. Yeah, she said he was boring from the beginning. But then she was starting to like have a crush on him, wasn't she, like more recently?
Yeah, definitely.
That's why she's genuinely hurt.
I don't think I've seen a final vows like that where it's been, we know both of them are just going to say no and they're both taking it as an opportunity to just
do a little
slag
speech,
each other.
Pissed off with each other.
I'm pleased she went second.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was able to have the final word.
Again, producers know what they're doing. They've also must have told her, right, no matter what he says, just keep your mouth shut. But with her face, she's so expressive. Yeah. Like
she does
wild
these wide eyes. I love her eyes. She has these wide eyes and she tilts her head back.
Yeah. I think when he said, and then you found I'd start. I've been exchanging messages with Ellie and her face just when she looked.
Oh, God.
Not meaning to sound cruel, she looked like a Muppet.
Did she also laugh at one point during his vows?
Yeah. Because he said something like, I told the experts, you did it, you found my match. I thought, no, you... What?
Yeah, when did he...
When did he do that? We didn't see that. So it was
remember.
All of a sudden, he was like, oh, yes, it's perfect, but then you turned it toxic, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she said... She walked over to him right at the beginning and said, oh, hi. And he just blanked her. And then he said,
Are
you ready? And she went, well, hello would have been normal. Which is almost like the perfect thing she could have said. Because it was just like, you're not normal. Like, she didn't say it was cruel. It was weird. She just went, that would have been normal to say.
But which, it was weird.
She ended with the, I don't see a future with us. And no, it's not. It's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
Which was accurate.
Perfect.
But he ended with, I do wish you the best in this crazy
journey we call life.
It was
that bit
so weird. It didn't even sound like the end because his genotone didn't change.
Yeah.
So it sounded like he was almost going to keep going.
Well, that was actually, I think that was the point just before he said that, that's where she laughed. So it threw him off.
Yeah.
And then he didn't have the... awareness or lightness on his feet to change his tone to make it sound like that's the end.
Yeah.
He was
now.
Just going to deliver it because he's Jonatron 4000 as he'd already been pre-programmed to deliver it. So
yeah,
and then he sort of like skipped off, and there was a, I can't remember if it was like narrated over the top or it was like, I deserve to find, I came on here for love.
He took his jacket off,
free at last. And I deserve to find someone. I was here for love. Like throwing all this shade at Lauren. But in fairness to Lauren, she's been very forgiving of him.
Yeah.
And she's put the time and effort in. We haven't seen her like act as if she's here for the wrong reasons.
No.
Not maybe since the bachelorette party. The hens party.
Mm-hmm.
When she was quite mouthy and like we loved her.
Yeah,
but that's
fair enough.
She was really full on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as soon as she was with him, she gave him a proper chance. And,
yeah, I think so.
And when she was like early on saying, oh, it's like a one night stand or I'm a bit bored or, you know, we don't really have deep chat or banter or anything. And those are sort of two or three different occasions those things happened. At the commitment ceremony, she would take the advice on board and say, yeah, we're not having deep conversations and that's sort of my, I'm responsible for that in large part.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, she wrote stay every time as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So as far as we know, like, she's been pretty committed. And I do think that Jono has just decided, well, I'll just have to paint her as the crazy one and paint her as the weird one.
Yeah.
And
I think it's her fault, so it's not mine.
Was
yeah.
it this? This was some of the recapping I did sort of enjoy. And you mentioned, it's almost exclusively all you said in our last episode, Sarah, was foreshadowing. Earlier in the series, all these moments of Jono going hard at Ben, going like, oh, it's a yes or no question, and totally. Ben goes, no, it is, and he goes, yes, it is.
Which is the only time his Jono tone changed.
Yes,
it is.
That's true, actually. And that was annoying because I knew at that point that he was messaging Ellie afterwards. I had the spoiler from so early on. But actually, it's one of those things where, you know, if you watch a film and someone's already told you the main character dies, you watch it in a different way because you're like, you're looking for the clues of when they're going to die because you know. It's like you watch it in a completely different way. I was watching Jono's behaviour all the way through, wanting it to work with Lauren, knowing it wouldn't, and watching how he was with Ellie. So actually, the foreshadowing was hitting me like a ton of bricks.
All the stuff like of him saying, oh, I want to slap Ben in the face. Why? You've got such a lovely part. Use the word lovely 400 times.
Oh my God. And he cared so much about how Ben treated Ellie.
More than how Jack treated Lauren.
Do you think then this is why he didn't back up Lauren?
Just didn't care enough. I think if somebody had said muzzle Ellie, because
he would have busted out his jiu-jitsu.
Well, I think Jono has a slight same thing as Jack, where he wants a slightly more submissive, sweet woman. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't say Lauren was submissive or sweet. I think she's incredible, but that's not really her persona. So I think Jono is attracted to that quieter type.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he felt like Lauren ever needed defending.
Yeah.
But if someone had said something to poor, sweet, innocent Ellie, he might have jumped. He might have jumped to her defence.
Yeah, I think you're right. He wants somebody to protect, perhaps.
And that was my favourite thing about Lauren, where she was like, I don't need a man to stand up for me, but it'd be nice if one of them had. That was my favourite line of hers.
Yeah. I mean, on a personal... I don't get like... You're right. I don't get what did Jono and Ellie talk about? Like, it's just I don't see any
routines.
I think Ellie said she wanted like a father figure, like she wanted to settle down, didn't she? She wanted a father for her kids, and she said that like a few times. He wants, from what it sounds like, a lovely, quiet,
funny.
Well, undifficult. Is undifficult a word?
Easy.
Well, because he said it would have been easier with someone other than Lauren.
Anyone.
And I feel like he might have quite an easy journey with Ellie.
Yeah.
So maybe they have found their perfect partner because they wanted just a simple life. Yeah. White picket fence.
Yeah.
2.4 kids.
Well, so Ellie's obviously hot, but also very sensible shoes, you know.
I also don't think she's hot in the same way Lauren's hot, though.
She doesn't. In a different way.
Different way.
Yeah.
Tori made me laugh with something she said. It must have been the preamble bit where they show them. She went, the way I'm acting is giving codependency and it's disgusting. I do think sometimes Tori can be quite self-aware and quite funny. But then she shocks you when she's so blatantly unself-aware. That you're like, how have you lost that ability to see?
Totally unself-aware was in the vows. She goes, and I couldn't believe I've met someone who's my equal. It's like, what the fuck? You are a business development manager from Melbourne. You're not fucking Nelson Mandela. You know what I mean?
Nelson Mandela, big on Bumble.
Before we move on, though, to make sure I get this in, you mentioned in our previous episode, or we mentioned the Truman Show.
Yeah.
And you said about the ferries and stuff like that. A crucial thing... the loop of maths closing, falling in on itself. Jack started his vows when Tori first came up by saying, what a day.
I missed that.
It was brilliant. I was like, it means nothing, but it made me very excited. What a day.
Well, can we roll back one sec? When Jack, you know, they meet a friend to talk about Jack's client.
Oh my goodness.
How many weeks has it been? 11 weeks?
Nine.
Okay, 9 weeks. He has not been able to produce one solitary friend.
No.
We've never met a friend.
No. But
we've met all these clients, and the chemistry between those two blokes was so minimal. It's like they didn't really know each other.
Yeah.
No.
But I did like that they had a cocktail, and Ridge and his friend had a cocktail. Because I thought that was quite sweet. It was quite sweet that all the men were meeting up and having cocktails.
Fucking Tim Ben, who's on TV more than fucking Alison Hammond. Yes. They had cocktails as well.
I
wonder who made them, because it looked like they were in a flat though, so I think one of them made them.
Off the back of this, he might be the most recognisable person in Australia. Ben, yeah. I mean, he's had more TV time than like Collins.
Or Madeline and Ash.
He's had more TV time than Ash. What were you going to say?
Oh, another kind of minor spoiler I've heard is that Tim is uber rich, like some sort of, he's online business or whatever, he's some like secret millionaire or something like that, I said that to you. I mean, I don't know how true it, I didn't read the article, I just saw the headline, so who knows.
Timmy, blonde Timmy,
little Timmy.
Tiny Tim.
Young Timmy.
Tiny Tim, my sister's from Ethiopia. You said that you wondered if that's why Sarah suddenly changed tack.
Did Sarah find that out? And this accounts for the huge shift.
Because when...
Because it is a massive shift between them. It is a bit
when he was
extreme.
Having his little, as he called it, he was wigging out.
Yeah.
I thought it looked like he was in his apartment. Obviously, I don't know, but I was like, wherever that is, that looks pretty swanky.
Mm. If I'd known, I would have been concentrating more. Mm. I love a rich man.
Slide into his DMs.
Mother of two from Newcastle.
We've always wanted to move to Australia, Tim.
I think of him as so much younger than he is as well. I think he's 30. Yeah. He's 31. 32. Mm. But he's got quite a baby face sometimes, hasn't he, in that blonde hair?
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can we move back to Tori?
I know, yeah.
Tori and Jack, because... sorry, you go.
I was just... when you were saying about his friend...
Oh, yeah.
His client. We didn't know, previous to this, that Jack is from Victoria.
Mm.
So why does he not want to go back there?
Because of how he looked with his side fringe. Yeah. The goth years.
Yeah. Because he said something to this client, like, as I'm sure you know, I don't want to go back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's some interesting information there, absolutely. I would say.
But maybe, you know...
buried bodies.
But he might have just moved with his family when he was a teenager. You never know.
Well, it's like I wondered if he's moved as an adult and that's why all his friends are clients.
Maybe.
Mm. He's reinvented himself.
We were saying this about Sarah, because we'd spoken about her accent a few times and we found out she's Canadian.
Yeah.
/ obviously Colombian heritage.
Canadian.
But he said in his vows, didn't he, Tim, that I met this Canadian, Colombian...
Yeah, Colombian blooded.
Mamacita.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, we wondered, did she move as a child? Did she move as an adult?
Mm.
Like... No. A lot of moving around.
We need to know a bit more about the history. But the other thing, pre-Jack and Tori vows, that I liked, well, I didn't like, actually, but I found it fascinating, was for the first time in the whole of this math series, Jack had his hair down.
And it was fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
I know we said we don't like to talk about the way people look, but I couldn't stop laughing.
What was that?
Well, it's because he was, like, perched against the side of the balcony.
Yeah, with his coffee.
And the sun was coming up or going down or whatever it was. It was very Lion King, wasn't it? Davinia!
Look like a model for Quicksilver or something.
Yeah. He wishes.
Yeah.
Oh, my life.
Do you think he'd just seen Jaden do it a couple of times and thought, yeah, I'll do that?
Oh, we've not even mentioned Jaden and Eden yet.
Are they in the next one?
The next episode.
Yeah.
Well, so were Tim.
Sarah and Tim.
And we're all over the place.
Well, let's do Tori and Jack, because Tori said in her vows, I think, I've been looking for old school love.
Oh.
And I was like, the patriarchy is shaking. Like, you have found it because he wants to be the dominant.
But that's what she said. You've proven to me that old school love still exists.
It's disgusting. It makes me feel sick.
I know.
Like, that is someone telling you you're stuff, too you're much it? And you've got to be submissive.
Oh, you know what? You know what? This is sort of relevant, actually. I saw on Instagram, do you remember from the UK one, Matt of Matt and Whitney?
Yes.
Mm.
This will be relevant for you.
Yes.
Because he just did an Instagram reel or something saying, I think Disney things have really skewed how people feel about romance. Prove me wrong kind of thing.
All right. Mm. Well, a lot of Disney is quite problematic. It's going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so old era Disney.
Yeah, old Disney, like, you know, Snow White just being kissed unconscious and all that sort of thing. But now Disney's going in the right direction because it's like Moana, Luca and Frozen. They don't have romance. They have more like adventure.
I only watched Frozen for the first time last Christmas.
Yeah,
was it?
I made you watch it.
It's too long, but the message is good.
And the same with, what's that one we watched about the brothers? That you liked, because Frozen is about sisters, isn't it?
Yeah,
and the one about the brothers.
Onward. Yeah, because that made me cry.
Seen that.
It's cute,
but they are going in the right direction.
Anyway, sorry.
Did anyone spot the fly that was loving the Christmas ham?
Oh,
yeah. Because I kept buzzing around it and landing on him.
Tim's apartment, I imagine he's quite sticky.
Yes. They were very hot where they were stood. It was because at least Jade and Ridge had that breeze. Tori and Jack looked really hot and getting pinker by the minute.
Yeah.
His vows were so cruel because it was like he just wanted to see her squirm.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely thought he was going to say no, because he said things you can't come back from, like, I wanted an equal and I haven't found something, like, we're not in love.
I'm sorry to say.
Why would we move? We're not in love.
We're just teammates.
What? Yeah. And then how can you pull it back? Because her face was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
What's about to happen here?
But even before the vows, he was saying things like, I won't be afraid to change my mind. It depends on how I feel when I see it. What?
I know.
And so she is sure, if this is a genuine relationship, they're going to watch this back.
I know.
So again, how'd you come back from that?
He came so close to just being like, nah.
Yeah.
That's the depth of his
feelings. Depends on the effort she's made and how she looks today. Yeah.
At this point, you should know. It's not like we mentioned, we've had some decorating done. It's not like, I'll have to see it. I'll have to see the painting person.
You know.
See it in different lights.
Having spent 9 weeks with somebody and having like expert intervention and living with them, you have a gut feeling of whether we're going to spend any more time with them or not.
Yeah.
And he actually said as he left the Sky Suites, he couldn't wait to get out.
Well, it's like after the last series we did, I knew that after the 9 weeks that we, unlikely that we were going to do this again, but somehow.
And was like, bye. Yeah.
Well, when he left...
Should we hang out socially? No, thanks.
I'm never going to see anyone at this table again
socially. No.
No, what he said was, thanks for the ride.
I know.
Yeah.
It all sounded very conclusive, like,
so weird.
This is it, we've done the experiment. And I did fall for the fact that he was going to say no.
Yeah.
Because it just sounded like stuff that you can't really roll back from, like I said.
And they did the thing of, we forget it every... Well, Claire and I forgot it this year again, that we thought their vows were going to be concluded in that first episode.
Yeah.
And then when it stopped, it was like, oh, God, of course.
I mean, forget luckily, to do like 2.5.
Luckily, we were watching on the Russian link, so we could go straight to the next one. Yeah. Mm. And then he somehow pulled it back and she looked so pleased. And I'm like, how can you take any sort of affection from that?
Mm-hmm.
He's just negged you in his final vows.
Yep.
And then they were leaving, they were going up the steps saying, oh, they're superhumans and a beast couple.
Oh, that was so weird.
They always talk about themselves in such weird... So we actually skipped over the fact she met up with her mum.
Mm.
I was so disappointed in her mum. Because it's like, oh, he seems like a nice guy. It's like, come on, like, help your daughter have a little bit of perspective on this. Why does he seem like a nice guy?
Yeah. What has he told you that?
What's he done that's nice?
What evidence do you
have? Did she even say like a good person? I think she might have even said it a bit stronger than that. Like he seems like a really good person. I'm like, based on what?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to the point where good luck to them.
Yep.
Maybe. Well. If it takes him off the dating scene, she's doing everyone else a favour.
Very selfless.
Yeah. So after we saw the beast couple stomp into superhumans. The sunset, was it Sarah and Tim? Oh, Eden and Jaden.
Eden and Jaden. Who, when they departed Sky Suites, were they just on the same flight? Because they're from the same area.
But they made them leave outside the Sky Suites logo at the front, didn't they? And then they left.
I have to confess that I worked the entire way through their bit because it didn't feel like anything new.
We knew what they were going to say.
Right. I was just typing on my laptop and looking up and being like, yeah, they seem happy.
About the bracelet? Did you like the bracelet?
Oh, the bracelet.
I wouldn't choose it, but it was quite a sweet gesture.
Yeah, she liked it.
And Johnny was laughing because the branding, like he held it on the man's name, like Michael, blah, 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 whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Was he getting it for free?
I know. Here's this free bracelet the show gave me for you.
Cubic zirconia all round.
It was better than probably the Timu one that Jack had bought.
No, I like those two. I think...
Well, I was going to say with Jack and Tori, again, when we get to our own final episode on Tuesday, then I'll try and do a bit of research and see where they are now. But I'm going to be interested to see where Jaden and Edith... Because I think, it's good. It all looked very nice. You said it was cute. I was relatively unmoved. But I think as soon as they have their first argument and they get back into, you don't listen to me,
I'll
guess because you say I don't, then I don't.
Yeah.
Then it's going to go straight back to that.
And they have a fighting chance from living in the same country.
Yeah.
But I'm more invested in Jaden Ridge because it's a cuter love story of like, will he step up and be the father figure and will he move? That feels bigger than Jaden Ridge just both living in Queensland. Is it Queensland? Gold Coast, wherever it is.
Yeah, Gold Coast.
And like meeting up and like having their little arguments. Like they are sweet, but it's like I'm not as, I don't know if I'm as invested or not.
Yeah. I thought we would be. So something switched at some point with those two, I think.
You know, I've said this before, that for me, humour's a big thing for me. And although I like that, you know, their wedding, again, I'd said that you were particularly moved by Jaden early on and how nice he seemed. I remember, I remember after their wedding, and I was glad they were getting on, but they've never been funny or light or entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I'm not that bothered either way, really.
Yeah.
Same with Tim and Sarah, like.
No. Yeah,
I mean, Tim
true.
And Sarah. Same with Jaden, I guess. Like, good looking young people, they'll be absolutely fine. They'll meet other people. Actually, I'm not saying Jaden Ridge aren't. I'm more invested with Jaden Ridge because of the story of the daughter and what's being required of him.
Yeah.
It's quite a big ask. And so, will he step up and perform? Will he do it?
Yeah. And maybe we like Ridge's humour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but I suppose it's funny.
He tries to be funny.
He tries to be funny.
He's having fun. Whether he's funny or not, it's different. Jaden doesn't seem like he's having that much fun, really.
Yeah. He's quite charming, Ridge.
Yeah.
But Jaden's not that charming, is he? It's quite endearing, Ridge.
But anyway, we knew they were both going to say yes.
Yeah.
And there was nothing new there that I spotted over the top of my laptop.
Yeah. No, I don't think there was.
And then Sarah and Tim, they really wanted us to think Tim was going to say no.
I did buy into it a little bit. I was more uncertain than I thought I'd be. And then when he said stay, I was like, oh, have I been so stupid to even think for one second?
Because
in the build-up for the last week, I've been saying, it's really predictable. But then when he's freaking out, then I was like, oh, maybe. And they're doing the shaky camera work.
Yeah, and they were last. Yeah. So we're like, oh, why are they last?
It is annoying.
Going to be some twist.
It is annoying because you could consolidate the bit you need to see into about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
The entire double episode of like, do they say yes or no? Do they say yes or no? And just watch that end bit, like the power.
Yeah.
And also like, the power speeches from Lauren and Jono. There's so much preamble and you're like, I know you're trying to make me worry, but how worried am I?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's the cup final syndrome. It's like you're building all the way up to this final point, but then you get to the cup final and both teams are too scared to lose, so it ends up being a boring game.
Your football analogies, I don't know how they land with the listeners, but they don't land with me because I don't understand what you're on.
Can you let us know if you appreciate these or
not? I don't know what the Venn diagram is of our listeners of like massive maths fans watch a cup fight. They might. Good luck to them.
I'd love to see simple enough to understand.
I'd love to see the Venn diagram.
Or was it you decided you didn't want to listen to that?
No, I just...
No, we understood it. We didn't connect with it.
Sarah said something about Tim, which if we are believing her was quite sweet. What I wanted was actually in front of me the whole time. Yeah. Because Tim's been quite consistent in his like friendliness, his openness, his affection. You know, from I know we saw them have that little hiccup on their honeymoon where he said, calm down.
relax.
Which almost sounds like a different Tim. Because he's so placid. Anyway, we saw that hiccup and then he's been quite consistent and she's realised how good he's been. If we believe that she is in it properly.
Yeah, that's the one I'm most interested to sort of catch up on.
I'd be interested to see.
Well, did you see the...
Don't tell me a spoiler.
No,
it's like the preview for the reunion dinner party.
Absolutely not.
Okay. How do you get to the remote quickly enough to switch that off?
I have my glamorous assistant, Jonathan.
He has like a sixth sense for when these previews start. And he goes, no, off.
If you think I hold a remote control, you don't know me at all. Johnny holds my tea and I take little sips.
Then he feeds me a biscuit.
Three.
Well, I mean, is there much more to say? I've run out of notes. I mean, such as I had notes.
Yeah. I think you get to this point and you feel frustrated because it's not even the fact... You almost don't care about the final vows because you actually just want to know, are they still together at the reunion? And then the reunion's
what
almost... almost frustrating because it's like, are they actually still together? Because how long after is the reunion?
Four weeks. Yeah, they said in the preview it's 4 weeks. The reunion is 4 weeks after final vows.
And then would I be right to assume it was actually finished filming like 9 months ago in Australia or 6 months ago?
Possibly. Yeah, something like that. Possibly 6 months.
Because we've done or 3 months of it being here, and then it was a month before in Australia, and I had to wrap.
Yeah, so potentially actually, we're 6 months removed now from the reunion.
That's what I mean. Whoa. So it's like final vows, give a shit, because it's not real life.
Yeah.
And then the reunion is like only 4 weeks afterwards. So we actually need to just stalk their Instagrams and know if they're still together now. That's what we need. Maybe we should do that live at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, do it live. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We might have to cut out the like, can't find... Well, how do you spell his surname? Yeah.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
I think our algorithm will know who we mean when we put these names in our search.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. We can do some live... we can give plenty of spoiler warnings. Johnny can hit stop for you. Come round to all of your houses individually. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Is that it then? Like the first episode? Yeah, 30 odd minutes. That's all right.
That's all right. I'm sure the reunion ones will be a bit longer. Put that time in the bank.
So I wonder, this podcast episode is going to be more similar to an episode of Maths on E4 because it's going to be mostly adverts.
Clear score.
So until our final episode on Tuesday. Da, da,
da. Wow.
Are you guys looking forward to a break?
Yeah, do you know how I feel? I feel annoyed because every year I like them at the beginning and by the end you're like, oh, they've all let me down.
I know.
And so I had so much tied in with like Richie and Andy being the like wiser, older couple and making it work. Lucinda and Timothy, that glimmer of holding the lantern of hope. My lanterns of hope have been well and truly smashed. I don't know. Yeah, I'm ready for it to be over, I think. And then you can start watching the other things that you've been trying to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, that's true. I've been earmarking some proper stuff. People have been talking about
Ripley, Baby Reindeer, and I've got them written down because I haven't
wondered about it.
Haven't had time.
Shogun, I want to watch.
Shogun. I thought you said Showgirls. Yeah. I know that one.
Elizabeth Barkley, yes. Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Oh, she looks a bit like Ellie, actually, doesn't she?
No. No, the answer's yes.
So you're not going to watch Love Triangle, which is from the makers of Married at First Sight Australia. No. That's going to... So this is one of the things where instead of showing Married at First Sight Australia after 9 o'clock, E4 have their own thing It is from the makers of Married at First Sight Australia. That's going to be starting next week or something.
Love Triangle. Next week.
It's where you get paired with, and you're messaging with two people. One is someone who's your normal type and one is someone who what experts think you need.
Ooh.
And you don't know who's who through the messages. And then you pick someone. And that, but then the person you reject gets to come back into the process with someone. I don't quite understand the format. I just saw something about it this morning.
You've sort of sold me in with that really shitty explanation. I don't want to like it, but I do.
Imagine when you actually see an advert like production value.
Not just a Mancunian like digging it out.
I'm not fucking watching. No offence. I'm sure people work very hard on it. I'm sure it's a good show, but I'm ready for a break.
You're ready for a break from love-related reality TV.
Yeah, I've even read you know, Paul's book and everything.
You're all loved up.
Yeah.
You're like Timothy. You're like, I don't want to talk about my feelings anymore.
Shut the door.
I just, like, can just watch some sport. There's no feeling. Well, there are. There's loads of feelings.
God.
There's loads of feelings.
Anyway.
You watched some sport the other day.
So, until our episode on Tuesday, I've been Omar Abid.
I've been Sarah Clark.
I've been Claire Limmer Abid.
I mean, goodbye would be normal.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.